One ball and two strikes. I think something that has really helped the Detroit club, and they have been getting good pitching, but with Matlock coming on board, I think...
This is a tornado warning for portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. Repeating, this is a tornado warning for portions of the Twin Cities 7-county metropolitan area. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio. We will join the National Weather Service momentarily for details of this tornado warning. This warning does affect portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
This is Carl Swanberg reporting live from the National Weather Service office here in the Twin Cities. The National Weather Service is reissuing a tornado warning in effect for eastern Hennepin County, all of Ramsey, extreme southern Anoka, and extreme northern Dakota County. This new tornado warning in effect until 8:30 p.m. The National Weather Service continues to receive numerous reports of funnel clouds across the metro area. The latest at 7:52 p.m., a funnel cloud was observed near County Road 18 and Crosstown Highway. That would be in the Edina area. Persons in Hennepin, Ramsey, and Anoka County, as well as northern Dakota County, should seek shelter immediately. This is a dangerous storm situation. Act quickly. If you're in the path of a tornado, move to a shelter below ground if available. Otherwise, go to a small interior room on the lowest floor possible. You should avoid windows, abandon your cars and mobile homes, and head for a reinforced building. In a last-second emergency, get into a ditch or culvert. Once again, a new tornado warning issued until 8:30 p.m. for persons in eastern Hennepin, all of Ramsey, extreme southern Anoka, and extreme northern Dakota County. This has been Carl Swanberg reporting live from the National Weather Service here in the Twin Cities.
So much for returning to the baseball game. It's 3 minutes before 8 o'clock. Rich Holt is with us from our CCO newsroom tonight.
Well, Ruth, we tried, didn't we?
We tried. We brought you three... What, about 5 minutes of baseball?
I think so.
And then, yeah.
Okay, here we go again. Tornado warning has been reissued now for much of the metropolitan area. And specifically, we're talking about eastern Hennepin, all of Ramsey, southern Anoka, and extreme northern Dakota County. And the communities we're talking about specifically, this resulted from a funnel cloud sighting in the vicinity of 18 in the crosstown in Edina. Okay. We want to issue a specific warning to people in Edina, in Richfield, in Bloomington, in South Minneapolis, in the area around the Twin Cities International Airport, Eagan, Mendota Heights, those areas.
We're going to bring you an update now from Mike Lynch at our weather center.
Yes, I just wanted to add, Rich, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I had a call from a pretty good observer in Richfield. Says he sees a wall cloud towards the west and northwest, which would be in the direction of Edina. So certainly if you're in Richfield or the Bloomington area, take cover. Tornado funnel has been spotted. Again, we've had no reports of any touchdowns or any damage yet, but nonetheless, a pretty dangerous situation.
We also have Dean Spratt standing by. Dean?
Indeed, and what I've got is John Lundell standing by right in the high wind in the area where they just mentioned the tornado. John?
Thank you, Dean. I'm at County Road 18 and Highway 7 right now, just south, or just rather north of the crosstown on County Road 18, experiencing torrential rains, very high winds right now. No hail as of yet, but a good deal of localized flooding, and the wind is just coming across in sheets of rain, causing, and there went some lightning that knocked off the streetlights. The rain is just torrential out here. I did not see any funnel clouds, but indeed this wall cloud referred to is here. We're in the tail of it right now, the back end of that, and that's what we're getting all this rain from. But we're going to stand by right out here as the police are moving about doing some sky spotting, as well as a number of motorists pulled off the roads of County Road 18 especially, where there's been some fairly significant flooding right at Highway 7.
Okay, John, and the St. Louis Park Police on the St. Louis Park Minnetonka line about 5 to 7 minutes ago reported wind of they were estimating 60 to 70 miles per hour. So very high wind and torrential rain involved in this, and it has now reached to a point in the city much further south here than it had been as of just a few minutes ago. Back to you, Rick.
Maybe if Mike's with us, I have a question. Does this indicate the system has changed direction in any way, or is it just
proceeding on its normal path through the metro.
Well, it looks like it's expanding and maybe possibly moving a little bit farther to the south. I can't say that for sure, but certainly it is making a southern, southward progression. And the leading edge right now, well into the southern area of Hennepin County. Of course, we have the tornado warning out for Hennepin County, specifically the Edina, Richfield, Bloomington area, where we had a last report of a funnel cloud. But you want to beware of tornado funnels anywhere in Ramsey County, northern Dakota County. This is the kind of system that apparently is sprouting small tornado funnels just about anywhere at whim, and you just have to be aware of them. Of course, the downburst winds, the heavy rain, and the large hail that we've been talking about as well.
Yeah, my guess, looking at it, it would be that it has expanded and changed direction a bit.
A bit towards mm-hmm. the south.
Right.
And don't want to forget the people in Carver County, some heavy activity starting to move in there as well. But the hot spot now appears to be southern Hennepin County, northern Dakota County, and practically all of Ramsey County, and, of course, the extreme southern end of Anoka County, especially around the Fridley area.
Okay.
Mike, I just got a call from a gentleman in South Minneapolis at 33rd and Pillsbury.
Yes.
And they're saying that he says they're seeing a rotation of clouds in that part of town.
Could
too.
Very well be. We've had no official confirmation of that. As long as I'm on the horn here, just before the official warning came out, we've had numerous reports of possible tornado funnels in the Chanhassen, Chaska area, the area right around the Ridgedale Shopping Center. Again, that's not confirmed. And another report of possibly around the Golden Valley area. But the one that we do have confirmed by law enforcement is in the Edina area. At least it was in the Edina area around the area of County Road 18 and the crosstown. And that was about 5 to 10 minutes ago.
Mike, stop me. Correct me if
sure.
I'm wrong.
Sure.
But when you have a situation that is producing tornadoes, as this one obviously is, the whole system will be rotating, will it not?
That's right. The whole system is rotating, and you occasionally get the small, intense rotations of the tornado funnels within the large rotation.
So you will get reports of rotating clouds from all over the air.
That's right, and that's why I'm cautioning they're unofficial. You know,
right.
We don't want you to make you think there's tornadoes everywhere. The only one we know of for sure is that wall cloud, and that's not even touched down, but just the wall cloud and the funnel cloud in the Edina area, last we heard around County Road 18 and across town.
And if that system moves the way the entire system is moving people in Bloomington, Richfield, around the Twin Cities International Airport, South Minneapolis,
right.
Those in Burnsville, Eagan, Mendota Heights, Lilydale, West St. Paul, Invergrove Heights, Rosemount in northern Dakota County, we'll be right in the path of that very system there.
Yeah, it looks like the activity will start moving in Dakota County here within the next 15 minutes or so.
And the tornado warning remains in effect until when? 8:30?
Until 8:30.
Four people in eastern Hennepin County, all of Ramsey County, extreme southern Anoka County, and extreme northern Dakota County. That's a tornado warning in effect until 8:30, another 27 minutes from now, for those areas.
Rich, I wonder, we had earlier reports, of course, of damage in Maple Grove and in Brooklyn Park, and we never have heard any damage reports from St. Paul, though, have we? Sir?
Not yet, not specifically. No, I presume we'll be getting them, and I think what we'll be hearing, Ruth, is the trees down, the tree limbs down, the power lines down, shingles missing here and there, maybe a deck gone.
Mm-hmm.
When you have winds in excess of 50, 60 to 70 miles an hour, which I've been hearing, at least in excess of 60 miles an hour, you're going to have that kind of damage. Judy Hutter in the News Bureau is now checking with NSP to see if we can get some kind of handle on exactly how many people are without power. We know a number of you are, and you may have been trying to reach us. We are now checking through NSP, and hopefully we'll have some information for you as to how many share your plight and exactly when you might get some power back. But we know there's power out around the metro area, and I would guess it would be quite extensive and probably very spotty.
Okay. Again, Mike Lynch is with us with an update.
Yes, I just got a report from another reliable observer in the Golden Valley area just a few minutes ago. 60 to 70 mile-an-hour winds in the Golden Valley area. Probably not a tornado, but some straight-line winds. And again, that's in Golden Valley. And of course, Golden Valley is on the northwestern side of Minneapolis. And I would expect some very heavy wind activity anywhere in Minneapolis, the western suburbs, the southern suburbs of Minneapolis, like Richfield and Bloomington, and, of course, northern Dakota County. So along with the threat of a tornado in that general area, also lots of problems with straight-line winds. And I've had reports of a few windows being broken in the Golden Valley area. And, again, this is from a reliable observer just a few minutes ago.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Dean Spratt also has an update for us. Dean.
Okay, let's go right to John Lundell. John, you got bad stuff out there.
I am in the middle of this at least 60-mile-per-hour wind, looking at street signs that are bending down the Over Heights stoplights at County 18 and Highway 7 in particular. Now, the rain is moving through, so the visibility is non-existent. It's just down to zero as cars are pulling everywhere off the road to try to avoid some of this. As I sat stationary, I felt the car beginning to move at times toward that guardrail, and in fact, now there is hail coming. Mike, if you're listening, so far it is a pea-sized stage.
Yes.
Beginning to come down more significantly now at Highway 7 and County 18.
John, you mentioned you saw debris. What is that, just tree branches? Or
a good deal of tree activity, but in addition, some shingle, and it looks like it could be from a construction site nearby as it came by, but some of it did hit a car as it careened off down into the ditch area and came back out again.
How are the winds in your area?
I estimate it would be 60 to 70. The straight line was something, as the one-way sign began to bend down, my car began to lift, actually. I could feel it, and I took some shelter behind another object, but it is, in fact, just a straight-line wind that just came through here. Again, that's right near Knollwood Shopping Center, Highway 7 and County 18.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry, Mike?
That's probably the same wind that went through the Golden Valley area a few minutes ago. So apparently there's a gust front moving through sections of Minneapolis, the western suburbs, and eventually it'll get into the southern suburbs of Minneapolis, the Richfield, Bloomington, Edina area. And again, 60 to 70 mile an hour winds, which can cause damage.
Wait a minute. I've never heard of a gust front
Well,
before.
It's a gust front. It's part of a thunderstorm. Gust front is a fancy term for straight line winds or downburst winds. And thing with downburst winds is they're 60 to 70 miles an hour, and they can be very widespread, and it's just a little more widespread problem.
All right.
And it's just a tornado.
Do you see the thunderstorms diminishing at all at this point?
I don't. In fact, I see them cycling up again. And,
now, why aren't they diminishing?
Well, they aren't diminishing because they lose energy and they gain energy. They go through energy cycles where they pick up more moisture and then lose moisture and pick up more moisture, and they tend to go through about 20-minute cycles. There's a little bit more to it than that. But nonetheless, they do lose moisture and they gain moisture as they move along, in this case, toward the south and southeast.
Okay. All right, Mike, keep us up to date.
Okay.
Again, just to repeat, the National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning. This is for eastern Hennepin, all of Ramsey, and southern Anoka counties, and also a new county added, parts of northern Dakota County. And that is in effect until 8:30 tonight. And they've had numerous tornadoes touching down in the Twin Cities area. The one that is definitely official was the tornado reported near Crosstown and County Road 18 in Edina. And, of course, if you're in the path of the storm, do seek shelter immediately. I don't even think we have a guesstimate as to how many touchdowns we've had now in the Twin Cities. I don't know if we could possibly do that. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we want to read the warning. We want to have you listen to the warning instructions.
If you see a tornado approaching, you must take quick action to protect yourself. In your home, stay away from windows. Go to a shelter or to the corner of the basement toward the tornado. Avoid an area of the basement directly below heavy appliances upstairs. Take a battery-operated radio and flashlight with you. If you have no basement, crawl under heavy furniture in the center of your house. In your mobile home, go to a designated shelter area. In your car, drive away from the tornado at right angles. If caught outdoors, get into a ditch. Stay away from overhead wires. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio.
All right, with me on the line now is Lieutenant Ron Markgraf, Maple Grove. Lieutenant, what's the situation in your community?
At this point, it looks like our main damage is between 109th Avenue and 101st Avenue, between Zachary and Jefferson Highway. We're still assessing, but it looks like we've probably got about 20-plus houses that have damaged. Got numerous trees down at this point, all over.
What about injuries, anybody?
To our knowledge, at this point, we do not have any injuries.
We can be thankful about that. What about areas blocked off, Lieutenant? Where should the people avoid?
We've got that whole block area between 101st and 109th. Zachary and Jefferson Highway at this point blocked off.
Okay. Lieutenant Ron Markgraf of the Maple Grove Police, thank you. Okay. Good reports from Maple Grove in that nobody was injured, apparently, but the area from Zachary to Jefferson Highway from 109th to 101st has been blocked off. 20 to 25 homes damaged in Maple Grove. That was the earlier problem. A problem now has shifted to the southeast, and the strong winds that we are now having being reported are in the Edina area and Richfield. We have Dean Spratt with us. Dean?
Rich, the Metro crew are all working long today. Pete Bush now is at 101st and Noble. Pete.
That's right, Pete. I just arrived on the scene. I had a chance to talk with one of the Brooklyn Park officers up here. 101 and Noble's blocked off now. There's down power lines, down trees blocking the roadway. They're not letting anybody through a secured area right now. He described to me a damage area of 3 blocks and about 1,000 feet wide, so there's plenty of damage up here right now, but 101 and Noble's closed down right now for down power lines.
Pete, were you able to determine if there have been any injuries reported up there?
Not as of yet, no, Dean.
Okay, thank you much, guys.
Thanks, Dean. Mike Lynch is with us at the CCO Weather Center also.
Yes, I had a report from an Air Force weather observer, and he tells me that this is the first report we've had in Northern Dakota County. Possible rotation in some of the clouds around the 494 intersection and Pilot Knob Road. This would be in the Egan-Embergrove Heights area. Again, nothing official with that, but this is a pretty reliable observer, and he's indicating some rotating clouds. No tornado funnel as of yet, but just something to keep an eye on. The reason I mention it is that the activity now appears to be starting to move into northeastern Dakota County around the Burnsville, Egan, Apple Valley area, as well as side swiping the northeastern side of Scott County around the Shakopee, Savage, Pyre Lake area. But again, nothing official, but the activity definitely starting to move into northeastern Dakota County.
All right, thank you, Mike Lynch. Again, to repeat, right now the situation is we have one tornado warning. It's in effect for the next 19 minutes for southern Anoka, northern Dakota, the area Mike was just talking about, all of Ramsey and eastern Hennepin County. And at 7:53, a funnel cloud was reported by the Edina Police Department at the intersection of Highway 18 and the crosstown in Edina. That funnel was moving toward the east at 30 miles per hour. So that is the official report. We've had many unofficial reports of touchdowns or funnel clouds or rotating clouds all over the Twin Cities area.
I think in the background they can probably hear what's happening in downtown Minneapolis right now.
Yeah, I just heard that.
The heavy rain, the lightning and thunder has now reached us in downtown Minneapolis, and we're now getting what the people in the western and northwestern suburbs got about half an hour ago. We are not...
Mike is saying again that there is, it's not decreasing in strength at all, and I know we're going to get an update here from the National Weather Service in just a minute.
Yeah, we're going to get what they call a repeat update from the National Weather Service, which will repeat our warning and give us some new information, we hope. Just about 15 seconds from now, we do have now more specifics on the damage in Maple Grove, 20 to 25 homes damaged in 101st to 109th Street, and 101st and Noble blocked off in Brooklyn Park. Here's the Weather Service.
Good evening. This is Carl Swanberg reporting live from the National Weather Service here in the Twin Cities with some updated information. A tornado warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for persons in eastern Hennepin, extreme southern Anoka, all of Ramsey, and extreme northern Dakota counties. Latest severe weather reports at around 8 p.m. We had a report of 60 to 70 mile-an-hour winds in the Golden Valley area. It did damage in that vicinity. Also a report at 8:05 p.m. of a funnel cloud approximately 2 miles northwest of Flying Cloud Airport. That would be towards the Eden Prairie area of the Southwest Metro. Another funnel cloud reported at 8:10 p.m. near 494 and Pilot Knob Road in the Egan area. Once again, tornado warnings remain in effect until 8:30 p.m. for persons in eastern Hennepin, extreme southern Anoka, all of Ramsey, and extreme northern Dakota. This has been Carl Swanberg reporting live from the National Weather Service here in the Twin Cities.
Now, he was saying that there was some damage reports in the Golden Valley area due to those winds.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be, Ruth, in the mine of downed trees and wires. We do have some...
The Weather Service has reissued tornado warnings for much of the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
Okay, we already know that. We do have some good news from Long Lake, where we had the report of that touchdown earlier this evening, Ruth. Lieutenant Kurt Erickson of the Orono Police says there was only minor storm damage reported in Long Lake, where the touchdown was reported about 7:30 tonight. The only damage reports in Long Lake were downed trees. So,
oh, that's good.
Yeah.
By the way, I have a baseball update.
Well, they're playing baseball. That's right.
There is
Toronto.
Baseball tonight, yes. They're playing in Toronto, and it's still Toronto 3, Minnesota 2 after 5 innings.
Okay.
So... Maybe we're not missing.
If Mike Lynch is with us, we were talking about the high winds in Golden Valley, and while this is a big system, we haven't talked about the backwash, Mike.
Yes.
I think people ought to be realize that once the system, or what appears to be the main part of the system, has gone by, there can be a surprise coming in the back door.
And there could be easily more tornado funnels. Again, we've heard nothing officially yet. Straight-line winds. We did hear about those in the Golden Valley area. That indeed proved out. But again, just to repeat from the Weather Service, and then we had a few reports of this a few minutes ago on CCO, around the 494 Pilot Knob Road area, a funnel cloud spotted, no touchdowns. And I just had another report around Minnetonka of a possible rotating cloud. But again, that's all unofficial. But of course, in the backwash of these storms, some very heavy rains, some strong winds, large hail, and of course the dangerous lightning. We're getting many reports now of heavy winds or of heavy rains right now. And just to repeat, thunderstorm activity now well into sections of extreme northern Dakota County and the Egan-Burnsville area. And this activity still appears to be proceeding towards the south. Looks like south-southeast now, more southeast at about 30 miles an hour. It's cutting into sections of southern Washington County now, around the area of around Woodbury and Afton, as well as moving deeper, in, as I said, deeper into Dakota County and even the northeastern side of Scott County. So activity still steadily moving towards the southeast, and we're still getting reports of funnel clouds. Again, the latest we had was about 2 miles northwest of Flying Cloud Airport at 805 and at 810 around 494 and Pilot Knob Road in the Egan-Burnsville area.
Again, these are funnel clouds aloft, right?
Funnel clouds aloft, no reports of any touchdowns. But, of course, anytime you have a funnel cloud, you can have a touchdown very quickly with very little warning. And you should treat it the same way you treat a tornado.
The system is moving rather rapidly.
It is starting to pick up in speed. You're right. It is moving towards the southeast. Appears to be about 30 to 35 miles an hour, but I haven't had an exact speed on it in quite some time.
Okay, let's go over the communities that should be on the alert right now. And we're talking, of course, about those in southeastern Hennepin County.
That appears to be the hot area, yeah.
Bloomington, Richfield, Edina, around the Twin Cities Metropolitan Airport.
Mm-hmm.
On the northeastern corner of Scott County.
Right,
Shakopee, Savage, Prior Lake. And then moving over into Dakota County, we have Burnsville, Egan, Mendota Heights, Lilydale, West St. Paul, South St. Paul, Inver Grove Heights, Apple Valley, Rosemount.
And I would still say the extreme southern end of Ramsey County around St. Paul. Still some very hot fills down there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike. We have, I guess the rain's let up a little bit downtown now. And I don't hear as many lightning strikes.
What a gully washer.
Yeah. My lawn will love it. And it needed to be mowed today, so I'm in big trouble tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. That lightning will help fertilize it, too.
Yeah, it'll grow faster.
Yeah.
Has this been an unusual storm, Mike? I mean, the fact that it's popping up all over, or...
I would have to say, as far as severe storms, it's fairly average.
Okay.
Of course, anytime you get tornado touchdowns, I'd have to say that's above average. But I'd say, all in all, the storm is a fairly typical severe thunderstorm, small tornadoes forming out of it, and, of course, the problems with downburst wind, large hail, and heavy rain.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Again, to repeat, we are still under a tornado warning for the Twin Cities. For the next 12 minutes, a tornado warning for eastern Hennepin, all of Ramsey County, extreme southern Anoka County, and extreme northern Dakota County. They spotted another funnel cloud. This was at 7:53. It was in Edina at Crosstown and 18, and that is why they extended the tornado warning until 8:30 tonight. So for the next 12 minutes, we'll be under that warning. We also heard from the Weather Service a few moments ago that it's 8:05 tonight, about 2 miles northwest of Flying Cloud Airport, there was another funnel cloud, not a touchdown, but a cloud aloft. And at 8:10 at 494 and Pilot Knob Road, there was another funnel cloud spotted aloft. Again, not a touchdown.
Okay, Ruth, I think what we're going to do right now, sorry to interrupt, but we have Eric Escala in the WCCO mobile van. And Eric, where are you?
Highway 7 in the County Road 18 area, Golden Valley, Hopkins, St. Louis Park area, Rich. And the rain is coming straight down in an area on Highway 7, County Road 18, where a car is blocking the southbound exit onto Highway 7 from County Road 18. The rain is causing, in the low areas of the highway on 7 and on 18, it's very deep. I'd say hubcap level and higher in our mobile unit. We had to drive quite slowly to get through puddles and rivers of water, and we were able to navigate it, but quite slowly. Traffic is moving at a crawl. In the sheltered areas, the wind isn't too bad, but you get out, and as John Lundell has been telling you, the flags are just stiff at the mast, straining almost against their hooks to get off the poles. It's quite a scene. It's very dark. The traffic is moving at a crawl in the County Road 18, Highway 7 area.
What about trees and power lines? See, spot any of those down?
Not too much damage as yet. We're kind of on the outskirts of the wall cloud. The straight line winds, is that what the, Mike Lynch is calling them?
Yeah. We know of 60 to 70 mile an hour winds in Golden Valley.
Yeah, it's evident. We drove through that a while ago, and it was there was debris flying around, nothing of major importance, but it's clearly a situation.
Okay, Eric. It's interesting, Ruth. We'll check back with you in just a few minutes when you have a new location.
Yeah, we'll head down further on 7.
All right. I just got a call from somebody in Lakeville, Ruth, and they said, we've heard you mentioning, you know, Burnsville and Egan and Apple Valley. What about Lakeville? And my answer to that is, well, let's see what shape the storm is in when it gets to you. We don't know if it's headed that way, but we don't know if it's going to, what shape it's going to be in when it gets there. So all you people in Central Dakota County, pay attention. Dean Spratt standing by.
John has been out in that same area that Eric was in, but he's gotten off the highways, and he is checking out the side streets and finding lots of flooding, among other things, John.
And just again to reinforce what Eric has said today and what I said earlier, the flooding is significant now in many areas. Back near Blake and Highway 7, just a little bit further east of Eric, I noticed a car that was drifting, literally going sideways in the deep water toward the drain sewer right out in that intersection. So it's been causing problems with cars, and it's been causing problems with highways as well. Some good deal of washing coming out of some of the construction zones off of the major highways. Now, I'm in, again, the area of County Road 18 in the crosstown where the funnel was last sighted. And although there's no activity going on now, these clouds are very ominous. It's real dark. There's a lot of lightning going on around here. And I should just mention that I see people standing out in their yards and even a few on their roofs looking to see what's going on. And that probably is not a wise idea at this moment.
And Pete Butch is up in Brooklyn Park. And Pete, I believe you found another area of damage that we had not reported yet, Pete.
That's right. It's Douglas Drive at 105th Avenue, or in the area of 105th Avenue. At least four homes damaged up here, a couple of substantial damage to them. The roof's torn off of a couple of them. And right now, down power lines covering the road, Douglas Drive, Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Park Police and Fire have just arrived on the scene, and they're securing the area. But there is damage up here. People were out surveying their homes, and a lot of debris around the area up here.
Thank you, Pete and John, and be careful. We'll check back.
All right, thanks, Dean. It's 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. I have Stan Hill on the line. Where do you live again, Stan?
In Riverview Towers, overlooking 35W, right at downtown Minneapolis.
Okay.
And the Washington Avenue exit for cars heading south is flooded, and cars are exiting the freeway and hitting the puddle at about 30 miles an hour. One vehicle just stalled and is stuck in the middle of the exit. Three vehicles now.
Okay, so this is the Washington exit heading into downtown?
Heading into downtown for people traveling south.
Okay. How much water do you think is...
I'd say it's close to 3 feet deep. It's over hubcaps, and when cars are hitting it, the water is flying over the tops of the vehicle.
You got an interesting viewpoint on the whole thing.
It's great for storms.
Yeah, thanks.
The moral of that story is slow down.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Stan.
Well, Ruth, here we are again, about 6 minutes away from the expiration time of our latest tornado warning. We now know about damage. We have 20 to 25 homes damaged in Maple Grove, in the vicinity of 101st to 109th, between Zachary and the Jefferson Parkway. That area has been closed off. We just heard about four homes damaged in the area of Douglas Drive and 105th in Brooklyn Park, and also in Brooklyn Park, 101st and Noble. We have an area blocked off there with a number of downed power lines and tree limbs. So we do have some home damage in that area as well. But so far, the amazing thing to me is in the storm of this scope and magnitude, and we do have a lot of damage, we have yet to have one report of an injury.
That's fantastic.
And let's hope that holds through the evening. Again, as Mike Lynch pointed out, and we'll get Mike back in here for just a moment or two if we can. Mike, I think we're going to try to go back to Toronto and play some baseball here. And maybe you could just give us an update on the system and where it is right now and... what it's doing, and then we'll try to go back and play some baseball.
From the way I see it, it's still pretty hot and heavy in southern Hennepin County, around the St. Paul or around the Minneapolis area, especially some of the southern and western suburbs. Southern sections of Ramsey County still have some pretty good activity, and it's also moving now into northern Scott County, northern Dakota County, some of the southern suburbs of the Twin Cities.
as well as sections of Washington County, St. Croix County, Wisconsin. It looks to me like in the next half hour or so, thunderstorm activity will move deeper into Scott County, Dakota County, through Washington County, and then more into sections of St. Croix and Pierce County. The system appears to have sped up just a little bit. It's still moving towards the east-southeast at 30 miles an hour. It still could be severe, and it could intensify, and we could still get some more reports tonight of severe weather. Although in the last few minutes, I've heard very little outside of those funnel cloud reports we've heard about 20 minutes ago, but nothing further from that. The warning still officially staying in effect for another 5 minutes or so.
All right, Mike, we have our crews in the field. We have our lines for the National Weather Service open.
You bet.
You'll be there in the Weather Center.
That's
I'll be
right
here in the newsroom with Judy Hutterer. And we are still checking. We want the people who have no power to know that NSC is looking into the situation, and we'll be able to bring you an update on that as soon as we have it. But right now, Ruth, let's go back to Toronto and hope that the storm will move out of here with no further problems.
This is WCCO, St. Paul in Minneapolis. It is 8:30 in the Twin Cities. We have rain falling and 76 degrees. We're going to get an update in just a moment here from the National Weather Service. The first tornado warning, the last one, has expired right now. We'll be getting an update in just a moment here on CCO. It's another tornado warning coming along. 29 minutes before 9 o'clock. We'll get you back to Twins baseball as soon as possible here on CCO tonight.
The National Weather Service is issuing a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. We have a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of the Twin Cities 7-county metro area. Thunderstorms moving into the Twin Cities are severe. Large hail and locally damaging winds are expected. We'll join the National Weather Service momentarily for details of this severe thunderstorm warning that does affect portions of the Twin Cities metropolitan area.
This is Carl Swanberg reporting again from the National Weather Service here in the Twin Cities. The National Weather Service is issuing severe thunderstorm warnings for much of the southern Twin Cities metro area, as well as parts of extreme western Wisconsin until 9:30 p.m. This latest severe thunderstorm warning in effect for persons in eastern Carver, southern Hennepin, all of Scott, southern Ramsey, all of Dakota County, and southern Washington. Over in west central Wisconsin, severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for southern St. Croix County and all of Pierce County. Weather radar continues to show a broad area of severe thunderstorms covering much of the southern Twin Cities metropolitan area. This activity was moving to the east-southeast at 30 miles an hour. Along with the potential for strong damaging winds and large hail, these thunderstorms have been producing very heavy rainfall, and flooding is a major problem expected across much of the metro area. Once again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect now for eastern Carver, southern Hennepin, all of Scott, all of Dakota, southern Ramsey, southern Washington, and over in west central Wisconsin, a warning exists for southern St. Croix and all of Pierce County until 9:30 this evening. Remember, severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. Also, severe thunderstorms can and occasionally do produce a tornado with little or no advance warning. So continue to be on a lookout and be prepared to move to a place of safety if one is spotted. This has been Carl Swanberg reporting live from the National Weather Service office here in the Twin Cities.
Let's bring in Mike Lynch again from our CCO Weather Center. Now, I did not hear when, how long this warning is in effect.
Okay, the warning stays in effect until 9:30 tonight for another hour. Again, for eastern Carver, southern Hennepin, the southern suburbs of Minneapolis, even south Minneapolis itself, Scott County, Dakota County, southern Washington County. Again, this severe thunderstorm warning in effect till 9:30 for eastern Carver, southern Hennepin, Scott, Dakota, southern Washington, essentially the southern third of the Twin City metro area, the southern suburbs of St. Paul and Minneapolis, as well as the southern portions of those cities. And in Wisconsin, the line continues. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:30 for southern St. Croix County and Pierce County. Again, you want to watch out for large hail, strong winds, heavy rainfall, some possible flooding. And, of course, anytime you have severe thunderstorms like this, you have dangerous lightning and a possibility of some small tornadoes with
very little warning.
So again, once more, Eastern Carver, Southern Hennepin, Scott, Dakota, Southern Washington counties on the southern side of the Twin Cities, St. Croix and Pierce County, tornado warnings in effect for, severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for all of these counties until 9:30. Ruth?
Thanks, Mike. We will keep you up to date here on CCO Radio, but right now we're going to go back to the ball game in Toronto.